Let's hear one of the probably the most challenging things that anybody could record. This is rowing. And rowing, I should mention, to capture rowing by video, you have to follow the crew from a helicopter. This is from the Atlanta Games in 1996. This is what it sounded like.
And in the semi-final, they were 0.04 of a second behind France, the fastest qualifier. Now, Romania still heads Australia, still by about a canter.
Okay, as I say, 1996, Atlanta, you mostly hear a helicopter. Let's listen to the Beijing rowing event from 2008. This is what it sounded like. Okay, you actually hear the sounds of the oars in the water, that rowing sound. How did you do that?
I did Atlanta as well, and it was the only time I got a call from my boss, Manolo Romero, but he said, all I hear is noise. I hear motor noise, and he just said, fix it. So I took my portable DAT recorder out to the lake, and we followed different boaters, and we basically, you know, recorded the micro sound and then put it up into a sampler. Now, that was the first time that had ever really been done, and using samplers in rowing has become standard because of the fact rowing is covered by four or five chase boats and a helicopter. So your entire sound field is just a wash of noise. So you don't stand a chance. Some people think it's cheating. I don't think I'm cheating anybody because back again to expectations. You see rowers, you don't see motorboats, and you have certain sounds that you would expect rowing to sound like. So I feel like I'm cheating my audience if I don't deliver those sounds.
See?